Taking action on gas prices. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. President Biden announcing the release of millions of barrels of oil from the strategic reserves.
Gas prices could drop as much as 35 cents per gallon, President Biden predicts, from a million barrel a day release from the strategic petroleum reserve over the next 6 months.
I know gas prices are painful. I get it. My plan's going to help ease that pain today and safeguard against tomorrow.
The president calls it a wartime bridge to increase supply until production ramps up. President Biden is also urging Congress to approve a use-it-or-lose-it policy requiring energy companies to pay fees on unused acres of leased land. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Ukrainian government says Russian forces blocked 45 buses that have been sent to evacuate civilians from Mariupol. They say only 631 people were able to get out of the city in private cars. The country's deputy prime minister says a dozen Ukrainian trucks were able to deliver humanitarian supplies, but they were seized by Russian troops. A police officer killed, two others hurt in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, in a shooting when they responded to a domestic disturbance this afternoon.
The officer's immediate family has been informed, but out of respect for extended family, the officer's name is being withheld at this very difficult time.
Mary Sherry Capello, the city's police chief, says the suspect is a 34-year-old man and he was killed. Oscars producer Will Packer says Los Angeles police were ready to arrest Will Smith after he slapped Chris Rock at the Academy Awards Sunday. Packer tells ABC News Rock was very dismissive of the case. The LAPD said in a statement after the ceremony they were aware of the incident and that Rock had declined to file a police report. The department did not comment on Packer's interview. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A conspiracy theorist who questioned a mass shooting at an elementary school agrees to appear for a deposition.
Lawyers for Alex Jones say he will answer questions in a defamation lawsuit by relatives of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The move coming after a judge ordered fines against the InfoWars host for defying orders to appear last week. Jones argued the killing of 20 first graders and six educators in 2012 was a hoax, but has since acknowledged the mass shooting occurred. Earlier this week, Jones apologized for any distress his remarks caused and offered each plaintiff a settlement of $120,000, but they quickly turned him down. Jones was found liable, and a trial to determine how much he should pay is set for later this year. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The Greenville County, South Carolina Sheriff's Office says a student's been shot to death at a middle school and another student has been arrested after he was found hiding outside Tanglewood Middle School. Deputies say the shooting is under investigation. A new study looks at the best places for younger adults.
According to personal finance website WalletHub, Washington is the best U.S. state for millennials, followed by the District of Columbia, Massachusetts, Utah, and Illinois. Mississippi, West Virginia, New Mexico, Arkansas, and Louisiana said to be among the worst states for millennials, those who are between the ages of 26 and 41. WalletHub's study, based on 34 metrics, including student loan debt, millennial earnings, job growth, and home ownership rates. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Former Saturday Night Live star Bobby Moynihan is now a member of a new circle of comedy. Moynihan has written a picture book for kids. The story, called Not All Sheep Are Boring, will be published in September by Putnam Books for young readers. Other comedians with picture books include Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches,
Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.